You're listening to Win the Day with James Whittaker.
What we do in life echoes in eternity.
Broadcasting from Los Angeles, California, this is the number one podcast to help you win the day every day. Here's your host, James Whittaker.
Let's go.
Hey winners, welcome back to Win the Day Wednesday. Before we begin, make sure you hit the follow or subscribe button so you can get access to episodes like this one as soon as they're released. And you won't want to miss the episode that we've got coming out next week, episode 182 with physician Dr. Gabor Mate. He's been featured on the Joe Rogan Show, the Tim Ferriss Show, everywhere. This guy is incredible and will change your life. So stay tuned for that episode next week. And speaking of big news, the Win the Day Mastermind returns to Los Angeles, California this September. The two-day mastermind is for business owners who are ready to upgrade their results, connect with other influential people, and make a positive impact on the world. So if that's you and you'd like to learn more about what's included, go to jameswhit.com/events or click the link in the show notes. I'll personally be facilitating that two-day mastermind, and I've got some very special surprises in store. Again, click the link in the show notes to learn more about the Win the Day Mastermind. All right, let's get into today's fun. In this minisode, we're going to explore what drives success and fulfillment in our lives. Now, what would that be? Take a guess. What drives success and fulfillment in our lives? It's, of course, relationships. When you pare everything away, it's relationships that make life worth living. But the one thing that underpins every lasting relationship is giving. After all, without giving, the relationship disappears. And if you're in the middle of a relationship or friendship that's getting increasingly distant or hostile, it's almost certainly because one of you, or perhaps even both of you, have stopped giving. So to set the tone for this episode, let's remember one of the all-time great quotes from the legendary Zig Ziglar. You can have everything in life you want if you will just help other people get what they want. You can have everything in life you want if you will just help other people get what they want. Think about that for a moment. It's a reminder that serving others can be the fastest way for us to achieve what we want, because giving starts the receiving process. And let's face it, our world is increasingly fast-paced. I mean, look at the social media platforms that people are glued to and all the short-form content they contain. In that transition, we've prioritized taking more than giving. Instant gratification over doing the reps, and the transaction over a long-term relationship of contribution and growth. Not only is that causing us to tread water, no matter how strong our desire to succeed is, it's also causing us to lose sight of the profound impact that giving can have on our lives. So today in this minisode, we're going to realign the stars, and we do that by focusing on what we can give. And to be crystal clear on this, every single opportunity I have received in my life has come from relationships. And the fastest, simplest, and most enjoyable way to amplify relationships is through giving. Every day I get an email or a message from someone who is frustrated that they haven't received the results they feel that they've earned. I get it. Believe me, I get it. But whining about your situation or feeling sorry for yourself isn't going to deliver the outcome you want any faster. Instead, a more proactive approach is to look at the people already in your network and think about what you can give. And by give, I mean giving without the expectation of receiving anything in return. As I mentioned before, giving starts the receiving process. We don't give to get something back. We give because that's what a good and empathetic leader does. The byproduct is that a lot of goodwill, often in the form of opportunities, comes back to us very quickly when you can do that. But if you're connected with the energy of lack and what you haven't got, or you're too focused on the transaction or a short-sighted view of things, you'll never receive the enduring success that you're after. And an important point here that I want to add, the more valuable you become, the more value you have to give. Like, we all have value that we can give at any moment. I mean, think about on a tough day that you've had where someone surprised you with a compliment or a smile or a hug. And what a difference that made to your day. It's something perhaps you'll remember forever, even if the person who initiated that act of kindness forgets it shortly after. So we all have acts of kindness at our disposal. But if you can expand your giving toolkit to include other things people might need, like an introduction to someone else in your network, or a book that could help them achieve their goals, or an opportunity that they're seeking that perhaps you can open a door for, then what you do is you open up the floodgates for those good things to come back to you. But you need to get the order right. You don't get first, you give first. You give without keeping score to as many people as you can. Then you need to be grateful for what does come back to you, so you're connected with a frequency that encourages even more opportunities to head your way. You see, true fulfillment comes from making a positive impact on other people's lives. It makes us happier to contribute to people that we care about and that we interact with every day. So instead of constantly seeking to take, you need to shift your mindset to one of abundance and generosity. You need to identify the needs of the people around you and find ways to provide that value to them, whether it's through your time, through your skills and expertise, or through the resources that you have at your disposal. Think of it a bit like a compound interest graph. The more you give, the more you receive in return, exponentially more over time. But here's the catch. The focus should never be on what you can get back. True giving comes from a place of genuine care and compassion without expecting anything in return. And if you're not getting the results you want, you need to rethink the process of giving to make sure that what you are giving is valuable and that you're focused on your own path too. So with that said, and hopefully this is starting to sink in, let's do a quick recap on three ways that you can incorporate this principle into your daily life. Number one, become a person of value. Become a person of value. Invest in yourself and continually strive to improve. One of my favorite quotes comes from Ray Kroc, who said, "It's better to be green and growing than ripe and rotting." So by becoming a person of value, you naturally attract opportunities to give and make a difference. So constantly invest in yourself. You should always be focused on getting better. So that's number one, become a person of value. Number two, identify needs. You need to pay attention to the needs of those around you, whether it's your family, your friends, work colleagues. What challenges are they facing? How can you support them? If you're paying attention, and you'll see how I do that in real time with the guests that come on the podcast. In fact, in the rocket round, when I ask someone, what's one thing on your bucket list, I'm thinking about what it is that's something that I can help create, something I can help facilitate for that person that they'll remember forever. So what are you doing to identify the needs of those around you? That's number two. And finally, number three, give freely. Once you've identified what people want or need, you need to give willingly. Not everything is about business. Every act of kindness can make a difference, and that can be something as simple as being present as they talk about a difficult time that they've been through. There's been some very famous stories of super successful CEOs where they've had someone reach out to them with a phone call after tragedy. That's it, something so simple that they'll remember forever, and that relationship is solidified. That's what it means to give, and I believe that's what it means to live. So those three things again: become a person of value, identify the needs of those people around you, and give freely. Now you might be thinking, I already give so much of myself, I have nothing left to give. That's usually if you're a parent to young kids, or running your own business, or both. And if that's you, the first person you need to give to is yourself. You need to create some capacity, some inner peace, so you can start being proactive with what you're giving and how you're giving it. The last thing we want is you spending your entire day on defense, reacting to everything around you. And some of the best ways to give to yourself are through exercise, ideally outdoors, and through something that doesn't allow you to hold your phone because you're going to be distracted and not focused on the exercise and getting your heart rate up. And more studies are coming out of the cognitive benefits of exercise. So it's incredible to make sure that you get your exercise in. It's very, very important and should be a priority at least 4 days a week. Also, through blocking out one morning or one day per week for self-care, where you're very disciplined about making sure nothing interrupts that time. Make sure no meetings go in there. Just give yourself one morning or one day per week for self-care or to work on things that you want to work on, which might be yourself. And then the final thing that I want to mention about a way that you can give to yourself is dedicated morning. morning time. Now, if you have my Win the Day journal template, if you don't have that, just send me an email to info@jameswhitt.com and we'll send that journal template out to you. The most essential part of my morning is this dedicated morning time that I have, 10 or 15 minutes, where I just follow this journal template, which has been incredible, and it's helped me be super productive every single morning. So whatever your process is, you need to make sure that you have some dedicated morning time so you can breathe and think about what energy you want to bring into the day. So that's so important. What energy do you want to bring into the day? If you can reset and have that time every morning, you will be astounded at how much happier and more productive and more fulfilling your relationships are. Then once you're feeling like your vibrant self, you'll have more capacity to give to others, and all the good stuff will come back to you like we mentioned earlier. As we wrap up, I want you to take a moment and reflect on your own life. I want you to give yourself a super honest assessment. Are you focused on what you can get, or are you actively seeking opportunities to give? Are you focused on what you can get, or are you actively seeking opportunities to give? Remember, the true measure of success lies not in what we can accumulate, but in the impact we make on other people. So if you're not getting, focus more on giving. That's all for this episode. If you're interested in the Win the Day Mastermind, we only have 40 spots available and they will sell out fast. So go to jameswhitt.com/events or click the link in the show notes to learn more about the Win the Day Mastermind. Get out there and win the day. Until next time, give more onwards and upwards always.